Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Tables and Hi and welcome. You're listening live here to Mike Davis and the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. I do apologize for the a little bit of a late start. I have had some technical issues my end, but I'm sure that things will all go fine and well now that we're back on the airwaves. And, you know, I must apologize first things first for my guest not being here tonight, the advertised guest, and that was supposed to be Margaret Challenger. And I know Margaret is very ill at the moment. She's suffering with a cold. She's coughing and sneezing and barking everywhere. But, you know, my thoughts are with Margaret Challenger. But I know I've got a guest that's coming on very, very soon, a guest that I'm really looking forward to interview before we start. And hopefully she's going to be with us very, very soon. But I think that we may be having some technical issues bringing the guest on. But, you know, nevertheless, we'll carry on. Maybe that we'll open up the phone lines early today because of this technical issues, and maybe I'll start by taking the first caller. But let me go to a short commercial break in a second. If you want to call in for a reading, the numbers you need to call in here, it's 760-283-4611. And if you're calling outside the USA, you need to dial 001-760-283-4611. I'll be right back just after this.
Ahoy, me Harry! The Captain Quincy would like to invite you aboard the good ship, the Sea of Light. Every Thursday, 8:30 p.m. UK time, that'd be 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also 12:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, on MikeSpirit.fm for a voyage that could change your life. There'll be music and dancing and a barrel full of laughs.
Hi and welcome back. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to me, Mike Davis, and the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. I do believe that we have Tina online. Tina, are you there with us? Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, and you?
Yes, I'm doing very
I wanted to just see what Spirit had to say to me.
Okay, bear with me a second here, Tina, and I will make my link to the spirit world and see what comes of that. Okay. Okay, Tina, I know I'm aware of a gentleman, first of all, that at the moment he stands by the side of me, and I know that as he connects around your vibration, I feel I need to take him towards your dad's side, your family, to make this connection here with me. I know that I want to say to you that he is quite a well-dressed kind of a gentleman as he links around my life, because he makes me feel as if I want to smarten myself up a little bit here, and I feel that's the way he was. I know that as he comes forward as well, that he makes me aware that he certainly complained of the chest, suffered around the chest area, and I feel it's almost as if I need to see to you, it was the heart that took this man home to the spirit world in the end. Do you understand of who he is there?
I don't know unless it's my husband, but he died of lung cancer.
Okay. Then it's not your husband, okay? Because as I said, it's I know that he suffered.
My brother.
Okay, let me have a little bit more of him, and I'll see what he has to say. Okay. Okay. Now, as he's with me, okay, I feel as if I need to say that to you that when he passed. He certainly passed in the hospital, because I know that's what I'm aware of here, okay? I feel as if I need to say to you that he was in and out of the hospital for a little while before he passed on to the spirit world there. But he certainly makes me feel as if that's where he was when he passed there, certainly to do with the hospitals, okay? Now, as I said, I want to go to your dad's side of your family. I feel I need to say to you that your dad is from quite a large kind of family. Does that make sense to you?
He came from a large-sized family. Is that what you said?
Yeah, your dad came from a large family, is that right? Yeah.
No, not really, no.
Okay. Where would I go if I said to you that there's, like, 8 of them there in the family?
No, my father only had 2. There was just my father and my uncle.
Okay. Because I know that's what he wants me to say here too, okay? Let me have a little bit more from here. Okay. Let me just go with it, okay, because I know that this is where he connects from, okay, and he wants me to say here to you that as he connects to you from the spirit world, okay, you've seen that there's been a few difficulties in your life at the moment. Does that make sense there to you?
You mean right now? There's difficulties in my life?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, bear me a second. Hang on a minute. There's something obviously not connecting you, and I need to get it right. Okay. Remember I've said to you about him, okay, because I know that he's with me, but I want to talk to you about a lady as well in the spirit world, okay? And I know that this lady links to your mum's side, your family, because as she connects with me here, she makes me aware that she's in your mum's side. Now, as I go to your mum's side, your family, I feel as if I need to say to you that this lady is quite close to you. It's almost as if she could be like your mum. If she's not your mum, she's certainly your grandmother, because I know that she comes through on that close vibration there. And I do see as if I want to say that you that towards the end of her life, she would have suffered in her body. And I know that that's the way she would have been before she passed. She's quite a rounded lady, particularly in the features, as I can see her. Okay, you understand where I'm going with this?
No, but I'm listening.
Okay. Well, I know that she's quite rounded in her features before she passed on to the spirit world, albeit that I feel that she would have lost a little bit of weight before she passed as well, because she makes aware that she started to slim down before she passed on to the spirit world. And I know as she connects you with me that she wants me to say that she certainly complained of her hands and her wrists and things there, because I feel as if I'm having difficulties in gripping older things towards the end of her life there. Okay, so you don't understand it, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay. Now, if I say to you that you kind of follow your mum's side of the family in yourself, is that right?
Probably, yes.
Okay. And it's almost as if I want to say to you at the minute that it's all like guns blazing, okay? I don't mean like fighting. What I mean by that is like in your life at the moment, we need to keep pushing onwards, okay? Don't stand still, because that's where it gets, as if you get bogged down then. Does that make sense that you don't stand still in your life? You need to keep pushing forward.
Yeah, well, I try, yeah.
Okay, okay. And at the moment, it's proven difficult to do just that, isn't it?
Yeah, I have a bad leg, bad knee.
Okay, because I'm being told it's difficult for you to keep pushing forward, and at this moment, that this lady and this gentleman wants to be around your life just to see to you that they're there and they are trying to move things along there for you. Because if it's that you have a bad leg and you're feeling restricted or something, they just want to move you forward with this and just say to you that you're not alone in this life. There's plenty of people around you that's going to help you and support you. Okay, you understand that?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, I know that I want to say that you that, you know, as they are trying to push you forward, I want to say that you chin up and get on with things, all right? Stop holding yourself back, because I know that that's what you've been doing of late. Does that make sense to you?
No, not really. I've been trying to push forward.
Okay. But you feel as if you're getting nowhere fast, though. Is that right?
No, not really.
Okay. Okay. Don't worry about it. All of it will be in the archives a little bit later on, okay? And you can listen back to it. And I'm sure that these people that I've given you will make sense to you, okay? But I know that this lady wants me to say that you keep going onwards, and she's there as a support, and I believe that's what she wants me to say to you. There is a support for the moment, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say thank you very much for calling there.
All right, thank you.
In the archives a little bit later on tomorrow.
All right, thank
okay.
you.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Okay, and before we go back to the phone lines, I believe that my guest has just come on. Gina, are you there with us? Okay, I don't think that she is. I think she's still having some technical issues here at the minute. Let me see if I can do something here. Maybe it's something that I've done. You never know. Okay, let's get back on with it here. Let me go straight back to the phone lines. And Mary Lou, are you there with us?
I am. I've been listening to your show for a long time, and this is the first time I've ever gotten to talk to you, and I really appreciate it.
Well, no problem at all. But, you know, it's difficult, isn't it? Sometimes when the phone lines are so jammed, it's hard work to get through, isn't it?
Well, that's a good thing for you.
It is. It is indeed. You know, it just means that the show is very successful, doesn't it?
Yes. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. You know, and it does go a long way. And thank you for saying that.
My question is, I seem to be opening up as a medium, and I don't quite understand how to balance this out. And I know it's more too much for a short show, but my question is, do you pick up this woman around me that has been hanging with me at all, or just...
So you've been sensing a woman around your life. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Bear me a second then. Okay. Okay, the woman that you must have been sensing, because I know I'm aware of a lady now. Okay, the woman that you've been sensing around your vibration, that would be a lady that stands quite tall and quite proud around you at the minute. Is that right?
I don't know if she's tall. This woman that's hanging out with me is not someone I've ever met.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, that she's a lady that's quite tall and proud, okay, that she's always around your vibration. You always feel secure, you feel quite warm, you feel uplifted when she's around you. Is that right?
Not sure about that, but go ahead.
Would I be right saying that you've been asking her for who she is and why she is there?
I know who she is, and I know why she's here.
Okay. And if I say to you that she's there to give you the support that you need at the moment, that would make sense to you, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Okay. And if I say to you that you feel, I'm not the one that's going to tell you about your guides here, but I certainly feel that this is somebody who this could be. Is that right?
No. She's a recently deceased woman.
Okay. If I say to you that this lady that you would have supported in this life, is that right?
No, she's someone I've never met.
Okay, because I know that's what I feel as if I support, as if I want to bring support to you, okay? Now, so if I described her, it'd be no good to you, would it?
I've seen a picture of her.
Okay. Let me try and describe her to you then, okay? Now, if I said to you that you would be maybe around the 5'2", 5'3" in her height, because I know that's how I'm seeing her at the minute, I know that you would be a lady that certainly would have been quite a hard-working kind of a lady, because I'm seeing as if she's a hard worker and always on the go, that there's never 2 minutes in the day for her. She certainly seems as if she was very busy in her character, because I know that that's the way she comes through, as if I'm very busy, I'm always on the go, and I certainly see that's the way she was. Okay, so does that connect there with that lady that you're thinking of?
Sure, it does.
Okay, and if I said to you that she would have been very honest, because I feel I want to be honest, I want to be a little bit opinionative as well with you, okay, because I'm feeling honesty is always the best policy there, okay, do you understand that?
Yeah.
And if I said to you that, you know, the reason that she's come around your life at the moment, because that's what she wants me to be, is honest, and I want to, like, be opinionative, okay? Now, if I said to you here that in your life at the moment, that there's been so much going on in your life, it's like if I want to meet myself coming backwards as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. And, see, the more that she is closer to me, the more I want to say to you that... you feel as if you're hitting your head against a brick wall at the moment. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
And you're getting nowhere very, very fast?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know that, again, that's what she wants me to say there to you, okay, that you feel as if you're getting nowhere very, very fast there, okay? But I know that the one thing that she keeps making me aware of is to say to you, keep it going, keep the ball rolling, okay? Because I know that it becomes increasingly difficult there for you. It becomes very hard there for you. But, you know, you almost feel as if you want to turn back sometimes. But, you know, that's one thing I want you to say, I want to say to you, don't turn back. Keep going forward. Now, I know that you are becoming aware of the spirit world yourself there, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay. And you're becoming very sensitive of the spirit world, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Because I know that that's what I want to talk to you about, becoming aware and becoming sensitive to the spirit world, okay? And I know that the more that this happens there in your vibration, that's when you become more aware of this lady and certainly other people in your life, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. See, and I know that the more that you become aware of other people, there's a gentleman has just joined her, okay? And as this gentleman has joined her from the spirit world, I know that he will be quite a slim built gentleman throughout his life of when he was here with us, okay? He says to me that there's four of us. So that would mean and would suggest there to me that he would have either four brothers or he would be one of four in the spirit world there. Do you understand of that?
Possibly. Keep going.
Okay. Now, I certainly feel here with him that I want to connect him there into your family because he comes that close there to me, which would mean it's your family. And I certainly feel as if he comes to my dad's side of the family. So I know I want to go to your dad's side of your family to find him there, okay? So I know that, as I said, there's four. So he's either got four brothers or he's one of four that's in the spirit world, okay? I don't feel as if I'm with your dad, if I'm honest with you. I want to go back a generation, maybe around your granddad, because I know that's where he connects there with me.
My father is on the other side, and he is one of four, but my granddad on the other side is one of 12.
Okay. Okay, well, I know it's one of four. Okay, so your father's on the other side as well then, is he?
Yes.
Okay, so was it your father that enjoyed a little drink every now and again when he was here with us?
No.
Okay, so that was your
granddad. He will drink once a year, and then the one drink might cause him to throw up.
Okay, so it's your granddad that enjoyed the drink then, was it?
Nope.
Okay, which one of them? Okay, if he's one of four, your dad, which one of them four would have enjoyed the drink?
Like I said, they'll have a drink once a year, and it was too much for them. They would get the drink, they would have the drink, but they did not really drink. Does that make sense?
Yep. No, I understand you. I need to keep giving you what I'm being told. Okay, and I certainly feel that, you know, as I said, it's not your dad, it's more your granddad. Now, I know that you just said that he's one of 12, but how many brothers did your granddad have?
Three.
Okay.
Two. No, he had two because he was one of the three and all the rest were girls.
Okay. Okay. And what if you knew that if there would have been one that would have went home to the spirit world early on in life or there would have been a child that was lost?
No.
Because I certainly feel that there's four and I know that one of these would have enjoyed the drink when he was here with us. Okay. And as I said, I feel I'm around your granddad.
My grandfather's father was an alcoholic, but my father and my grandfather couldn't drink they just couldn't. It just, that wasn't their thing.
Okay. Okay, now I've got to stick with what I hear and what I feel. Drink, I enjoy the drink. Whiskey is what I want to put there. I want to drink whiskey. And you don't understand that was the one you said that was the alcoholic.
The alcoholic was at the turn of the century, and I never met him. They were very old.
Okay, that was very
long before I came along.
Okay. Okay, so it's very difficult sometimes, isn't it? But, you know, I know that he's joined this lady, okay? And as he's joined this lady, I just feel as if I need to say to you like a set of crutches, like a support you at the moment, okay, to aid things in this vibration and in this life. Okay, and that's what I want to bring forward there to you. So please take their love, okay, know that they are very close there with you, okay, bringing lots of love, lots of upliftment, and lots of encouragement there to you from the spirit world. Okay, you understand that?
Yes, awesome, thank you very much.
Okay, well, thank you very much for calling. Remembering you can have a copy of that in my archives a little bit later on today, and I say thank you very much for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. I know that I have my guest that's just come into the room. And hi, Jean, are you there with us?
Hi, Mike.
Well, Jean, we've been doing lots and lots and lots here trying to bring you in. But you're here, and you're here to stay now, aren't you?
Hope so.
Okay. Well, Jean, I'm going to start off. I know I've done a few readings already, but that doesn't matter. I want you to tell all our listeners who you are first.
My name's Jean Foster.
Okay.
And I am a psychic medium.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a psychic medium for over 20 years.
Okay.
Natural intuitive medium. Or my self-taught, really.
Okay.
That's about it, really. I live in Wensbury in the West Midlands. If I want to put a place to where I live, most, if I say IKEA, Junction 9 M6, most people know where I live. In
okay,
the UK, anyway.
So that's in the UK and that's up in the West Midlands, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Jean, I did start saying earlier on about I'm excited to have you on the show because, you know, I've been waiting for you to come on because I know that, you know, I've had wonderful guests the last couple of weeks, and there is a reason behind having some wonderful guests on, because I know that we've had our good friend Beth, Elizabeth Crowther.
Yes, yes.
I've had Dave Williams, and Dave Williams was with me last week. The week before that, there was Wendy Binks.
Yes.
And I've been thinking to myself that there's been one person missing out of the whole lot of this, because I know that I'm off to do a demonstration this Friday with
the
people, and the one that was missing, that one is you. So I'm glad and I'm honoured to have you on my show here, Jean.
My pleasure.
But Jean, for the benefit of our callers, because I already know this information, people can get hold of you on Twitter, can't they? And your name on Twitter is Medium Jean.
Jean.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. And on Facebook, it's Jean Foster. So is that a gap between Jean and Foster, or
nope,
is it all one word?
Yes, there is. It's as if you write someone's name. So it's J-E-A-N.
Yeah.
Space Foster. F-O-S-T-E-R.
Okay. And I know that you have a website.
Well, I'm sorry, can I correct that?
You can.
It's Medium Jean Foster.
Medium Jean Foster. Okay,
yes,
no problem.
It'll take you straight to my page.
So it's Facebook, Medium Jean Foster.
Jean Foster, yeah.
And if people are on the web, on the web, it's www.jeanfoster.com. Is that right?
Correct. Yes, correct.
Okay. And we will try and get that built into the website a little bit later on over the next few days. So it's www.jeanfoster.com. Jean, well, I know that I can't say we're steaming through the show, but we are. and, you know, as I said, I do apologize for, you know, the technical issues that I've been having in my hand. You know, it's the first time, but never mind, you know,
big volumes for me.
The show will go on. Maybe there's lots of energy between us that's creating that, isn't it?
Perhaps there is.
Okay. So you've been a medium for over 20 years.
I have.
And have you just worked in the UK, or have you worked outside the UK?
Now, I've read for people abroad. I've read for people in Australia, Canada, but I've done it through Skype. So I've conducted readings, you know, one-to-one readings via Skype. I've also read for people in Ireland, and I do that via email. So people can sort of ask me a few questions, and I can type up the answer and email it to them.
Okay.
But what I tend to do if I do a Skype reading is I'll record it on my voice recorder, and I can email the reading to the customer. So you get a recorded copy of our reading together. Hello?
All right, this is Robert, the producer. It looks like Mike is having a hell of a day. We're just gonna do a song real quick, and we'll get Mike back on here in the show. So you guys just enjoy the song that I bring up here. We do apologize for he's having some difficulties today, but we'll get back to it. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Hi.
All right. This is Robert. We're going to let the guests, we're going to let Gene do a reading right now. So until we get Mike in here. And there you go. I think the caller we have online is Georgette. All right.
Hi, Georgette. Hi, Georgette.
Oh.
Hi.
Hi. Hello. I'm here.
Hi.
Sorry.
What can I do for you today?
Let's see. Anything that Spirit has to offer me today would be great.
Okay. I immediately got a grandma stepping in, connected to you.
Okay.
I don't feel this lady is very tall. I feel she's quite a short lady, but she's given me the most wonderful smile. I also feel she had gaps in her teeth. So I feel she probably lost a few teeth towards the end of her life, or she had gaps between the teeth. Do you understand that?
Oh, I do. Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Lovely lady. And I've been just given the initial D. Connected to her, it's almost as if she's giving me the initial D for a female here. I almost want to say the name Dora. Or it's a name that sounds like Dora. Do you understand that?
No.
No? Just take the initial D. I might have the name incorrect, but I know that the initial D is correct.
Okay.
And I also want to give you a Peter, and a Paul. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's talking about being proud of two boys. But they're men now, I feel, not boys. Would you understand that? No? Yes? No? One has been to university.
Yes. A father and son.
Okay.
They're father and son.
Okay.
Yep.
One's been to university, yes?
Yes.
Okay. And there's a lot of praise coming there. She's very pleased about the progress with the younger male, really.
Mm-hmm.
Would you understand that?
Not really. I haven't been in touch with those people in a very, very long time.
Whoa.
And it's interesting that she should be talking about them.
Perhaps there's need to be contact then.
Yeah.
Perhaps you need to make contact.
Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting a feeling of a tight chest with you. Do you understand that? A few breathing problems.
No, not me.
Okay. I'm getting a cough. Someone has a cough.
Okay, could be my son. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Obviously, I'm not medically qualified, but I'm getting hay fever. Do you know hay fever? How pollen affects people. That's the feeling I'm getting with this child, young man. I'm also getting a father in spirit. Would you understand that?
Your father. Not my father.
This is a very tall gentleman, silver haired, a very kindly man. Would fix things. Would fix trikes. I'm seeing a trike. And he would turn his hand to anything to try and fix things. He would do it the old-fashioned way. He wouldn't do it with modern technology. He would fix it with spindles and nuts. His words, not mine. But he's showing me fixing an old child's trike, bicycle. An old child's, but it's only little. It would be suitable for a really small child. But this gentleman is around you a lot. A very loving man. Very kind, very gentle, and I feel he passed with a heart condition because he's taken me to the centre of his heart. A tall man, good looking, red in the face. You don't know this gentleman? And I'm getting Jeff.
No,
No.
Mm-mm.
Can he go to the other side of your family?
I wonder if it's my grandmother that you mentioned's father.
Okay. Would you have known him?
I never met him. I've heard of him, and I've seen pictures of him, and he was on the tall side and silver hair, yes.
Okay. That's who he is.
Mm-hmm.
But a lovely man who is pleased that you've made some changes in your life recently. Would you understand that?
I would.
And these are really positive changes for you, although they felt a little bit uncomfortable because no one likes change. But these are really positive things for you.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, keep the faith. Keep the faith. So keep believing. Keep believing. I promise you, I'm just seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. So there is definitely. You just have to keep on walking that path. And you're doing exactly the right thing. You are doing now is exactly the right thing for you. It is really positive, and it will bring you all that you need and all the rewards you need in your life in the future.
What about a place to live? Where is that? When is that coming, and where do I need to make contact with that?
I'm getting a delay feeling with that, and a delay of 6 months. Sorry, can I only give you what they give me? But the building I'm seeing is an elevated house, and it's up three or four steps, and it's got a kind of pinnacle at the front of it. And a lot of it is painted white, but I'm seeing lots of greenery around, lots of lawns and trees and that kind of thing. Does that house make sense to you?
So in other words, I need to be in a place by next weekend. So are you saying that I need to, that it's going to be a temporary place?
What I feel, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. This will be a temporary place. And then if you can make yourself comfortable for just about 6 months, then you will find the place where you spend the rest of your life.
Oh.
So it's just a temporary step this is. This is just a temporary thing. So you will move to this place just in the meantime.
Is it going to be an apartment or living with someone? And is my son coming along temporarily or not?
I feel his son will go and stay with someone else. A male, older male. To me, they're showing me a house. So I feel you would share it with another female. Does that make sense to you?
Okay, well, is it a female or an older male? I didn't get that.
Your son will go and stay with a male. Your son. But you will share with a female.
Oh, I see.
And I feel you already know this female.
Oh. Any names come through?
The only name and I'm not saying that is the correct name, is Sarah or Sarah. Mm-hmm. Or Shah. It begins with an S.
Mm.
And it might even be Shana, or it's a name that sounds like that.
Uh-huh.
Okay? But this girl has a little dog.
Oh.
It's a little tiny dog. It's a black one. It's lovely. Lovely temperament.
And I know her.
I think you know her as an acquaintance, not a close friend and not a member of the family, an acquaintance. And she will know it's as if you'll be talking and you'll tell her your position, where you are at the minute, to-ing and fro-ing. And she'll say, come and stay with me for a while. And you won't believe you look.
And my son will be okay with the older man.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. He'll come and visit you. Have no worries about that.
Okay.
Is that okay for you?
Well, you know.
He'll be okay.
That would be with his father. And, I mean, on some level, I'm okay with that. On another level, I feel like I want to create a different environment for him. So.
But you will, in your new home. Not this home where you don't have temporary. When you have your new home, your base in the future, that's when he comes to stay with you permanently. And you won't be able to get rid of him then.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. Okay. Now I can breathe with a sigh of relief on that one.
Yes. I'm going to move on now.
All right. Thank you so much.
It's wonderful talking to you.
Thank you, Georgette, for calling in. And remember, if you come on over to mikespirit.fm, you'll be able to have a copy of that reading a little bit later on. I say thank you very much for calling.
Blessings.
Thank you. Bye now. Okay, Jean, we're steaming through the show, and I think it's you, then me, then you. It's this,
okay.
I don't know what's going on here today, but nevertheless, we're here, and hopefully we're here.
We'll laugh about this on Friday.
We can have lots to talk about there. Okay, and I do believe that we have Brenda online next. Brenda, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm fine. Hi, Jean, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay.
I was just wondering what you see around me in spirit.
Okay. bear with me a second now, and let me make my link to the spirit and give Gina a bit of a break here, and then we'll Gina will take the next caller. okay. Now, I know as I'm making my connection here, I know that I certainly feel that, first of all, I need to talk to you of a lady here in the spirit world, a lady that I know that I feel that I need to see to that in her mid-70s, I want to say 76, maybe when she left this life. I certainly feel that she wasn't very big of her build. I believe that she would have been a lady that would have been confined and restricted towards the end of her life then. I feel for quite a few months, maybe a few years or something like that, because I'm feeling restriction here with her. I know that she makes her way that she would have been on her own for a little while before she passed, which meaning that her partner must have went before her, or she didn't have a partner towards the end of her life, but I feel that she was on her own for a while there. Now, I know as well that she makes me aware to say to you that there would have been lots of people that would have been there with her, that would have helped her throughout the day, almost like as if they would have taken her in shifts to support her before she passed on to the spirit world there. Do you understand of a lady like this for me there, Brenda?
Possibly.
Okay. And would I be right in saying there, because I'm feeling that she connects to your mum's side of your family when she was you, because I know I'm feeling a pull towards your mum's side. And if I said to you that your mum's kind of family were kind of split up towards the end there, because I feel that some of them moved on and some of them moved off to a different place, so then whether it's like to a different part of the country or to a different state or something there, because I know that I'm feeling that there's like a separation there between the family. Do you understand of that?
I do.
Okay. And if I said to you that's where this lady connects, because I know that there's the separation issues, and if I said to you that there's still a separation within the family now, that would make sense there to you, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know as she connects around my vibration here that she says to me there that she's been around you. Do you understand who she is now?
I do. I do.
Good. Because she says to me that the closer that she's been in your life at the moment, the closer that she's seeing that there's lots happening around your vibration. And if I said to you that there's certainly something to do with about you needing to move on from a condition in your life where you feel quite restricted. I'm not saying that you are restricted, but you feel quite restricted over this. And you feel as if there's like no way out. And she talks to me here about that you need to kind of just move on from it, break your ties, because I know that this thing is kind of holding you back a little bit there. Would that make sense there to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Now, she certainly makes me aware to see that that you've spent many hours being awake of a night, thinking of planning and making your move and making your step. And she says to me that it never comes to fruition, does it?
Nope.
Okay. And I do believe that of where this is happening, that I know I want to say to you that instead of just hanging around and waiting for the right time, because it's never going to be the right time for you to make that step, because I know it's so difficult at the minute in your life. And I know that you've spent many hours shedding tears about this at the moment. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And she wants me to talk to you about, you know, instead of shedding tears about it, it's about time that we've done something about it there, because I know it's affecting you mentally, physically, and emotionally there, isn't it?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. And she says to me that see, even before you called into the show today, that you've been waiting and you've been asking the spirit world to come close there to you to give you some kind of information to help you over this. Is that right?
Yes.
And she says to me that, you know, that she's been listening and she's been hearing those calls for help. And she just wants me to say to you that, you know, if you only kind of hope in your heart and mind, then you know that the spirit world are very much around you, because you used to become aware of them before, but now you seem to have lost that little bit. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And that's because, you know, we kind of get masked, don't we, with all the material things that's going on in our lives. We kind of get up, kind of just lose it, okay, because of the things that's going on in your life. And I know I need to say that to you, if we can take a step back from that situation, then you will see, because it's, you know, it's not just about what's going on. You need to look at your kind of life as a whole, okay? And I know I need to say that to you, that the more that you look at your life as a whole, the you know, the less complicated it will be, okay? Because I know that there's things like, I don't know whether that like there's people moving on, whether like you've got children that's moving on or something, or there's certainly something that's kind of moving on in your life at the moment. Does that make sense to you?
It does.
Okay. And I know that I want to say to you that, again, that's what's upsetting, isn't it? It's causing you upset, hurt, and anger is the word I want to put in there. I almost corrected myself. But, no, anger, that's what I need to say to you, because it's frustrating you that much. Is that right?
Not so much anger as more sorrow. I want to say more sorrow than anger.
Okay, well, I'm going to stick with what I feel, and I want to say more anger, okay? Because it's almost as if you feel as if you've let this person down a little bit. Is that right?
Well, yes, that's true.
So the anger is what I feel is with you, isn't it? That you're angry with yourself because you feel as if, oh, maybe I haven't done the right thing, or maybe I haven't done what I'm supposed to be doing. But I know I want to say to you off this lady that you have done your very best. I know throughout your life, you have been there as much as you possibly can, like 100%. But I know it's been difficult there for you on that journey. Does that make sense there to you?
It does make sense.
Okay. Now, she also tells me here that when she passed, that it was quite a large turnout for her. So I don't know if you knew about the passing, the funeral, but I know I want to talk to you as it was a large turnout for her before she left this life. When she left this life. Do you understand of her?
I do. I wasn't actually at her funeral, but I do know about it.
Okay, but I know I want to say that, okay, as long as you understand what I'm saying, that's all is important. Now, at the minute there, Brenda, she makes me aware as if I want to come into your vibration and come into your life. And, you know, if I come around your vibration at the moment, I know I would say that there's some healing that needs to go around your vibration. Let me go to your stomach. Is there a problem with your stomach at the moment there, Brenda?
Sometimes, yes.
See, because she kind of recognizes that there's a problem to do with your stomach. And I know I want to say that she understands. And I've always said, and always will say, I know that Jean will back me up with this, because I've always said if the spirit world are aware of it there, that the healing vibrations and thoughts are going that way there to you. Okay.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Good, okay. So just know that this lady is behind you, pushing you, guiding you every step of the way, okay? And she's saying here to me, don't give up hope, because I know that, you know, you know the old saying, if you can only give them enough rope, then they will come back to us, okay? It's sometimes like a bungee jump, isn't it? You know, that they kind of go on their own pathway, and all of a sudden they come back to us. I certainly feel that that's what I need to say there to you at the moment, okay? You know, let them go, and then when they go, they kind of come back to us, but in a much happier way. Okay, does that make sense there to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So you're looking for something new in your life right now, is that right?
Sort of. I'm not real sure yet. I mean, I am and I'm not. You know, I'm just kind of in the middle right now.
Let me talk to you of a new challenge, because I know I'm certainly feeling a new challenge that's coming into your life that you need to be dealing with right now. There's a new challenge that's on its way to you. Do you understand of this, or hasn't it materialized yet?
I'm not really. I don't think it's materialized yet.
Okay. Well, when it does, okay, I do believe I need to say to you that when it does, then take it with both hands, because I feel that's what you need to kind of escalate and push you forward with this, okay?
Okay.
And when this happens, that I know I want to say to you, take it on board and work to the best of your abilities with it. Because I know that inside yourself that you are a decent person. You do your best for everyone. But, you know, sometimes you need to kind of have a little bit for yourself. Do you understand of that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, well, I know I have to leave it there with you, Brenda, okay? And I'll say thank you very much for calling. And remember, if you come on over to mikespirit.fm, you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on today. And I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Okay, that's great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I do believe that we have, is it Darlene online next?
Yes.
Hi, have I pronounced your name properly?
Hi, Darlene, D-A-R-L-E-N-E.
Darlene. Hi, Darlene, and I'm going to pass you over to my guest, Jean Foster. Jean, are you okay there?
I am. Hi, okay. Darlene.
Hi.
Hi. As I connect to the spirit world, I've got a grandmother energy around you that would have spoken in quite a droll kind of sound. Do you understand that? She would have said, "Darlene." It's almost as if she'd pull your name out. I feel this lady was quite a big around the middle, and she's showing me sitting in a chair towards the end of her life, and I feel she wasn't too mobile. And she's drawing me to her hips. So I thought she would have had problems with probably her hip joints. Does that make sense?
Is this my mom's mother?
Yes.
Oh, really?
And she's giving me the initial M. M.
M. Hmm.
More, almost, I want to say Martha or a name that sounds like that.
I don't know.
And this lady says, "I am in the most beautiful place."
Oh, really? How nice. How nice.
She says, "Thank you for putting me there." So would you understand where her... would you understand what she's talking about, where her remains were put?
With her husband.
Okay. And he's still talking and he never shuts up, she says.
Excuse me?
She says he's still talking. He never shuts up.
Oh, really?
She's drawing attention to you. And she says you've been feeling down recently. Do you know down? A little bit sad.
Yes, I'm very concerned with my son.
Okay. I'm being told that he's getting all the right attention, and he's getting the right intervention.
My son.
Okay. Yes. Uh-huh. And there's a feeling as if it's almost as if. You know when you say your son, I'm getting an image of a young man that's quite tall. Is that your son?
Possibly. He's 21 and he's in college.
Yes.
And I want to ask the
question. Go on.
I wanted to ask the question. He has been going out with this girl and she's saying that she's pregnant. Can you tell me if that is so?
They're saying early days. Early days.
What do you mean early days?
Means if she is pregnant, it's only the very first few days or maximum 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
So there is a possibility that she is then?
Well, I've just given you what my guide said, and he said early days. But my feeling is, and what I'm being told is, you have to stop worrying about him. Because he's a sensible boy. He has a sensible head on his shoulders. He's a very bright young man. And they're saying here he's fell head over heels with this girl.
Actually, that's not true. He doesn't, you know, they broke up, actually. He doesn't love her.
Who's the girl with the long blonde hair, then? Because I'm seeing a very slim girl with long blonde hair.
No, this girl is dark skin, dark hair.
No, I don't get that girl's energy around him at all.
Really?
Have you spoke to him in the last 3 days?
Yes.
Ask him about who the girl with the long blonde hair is. She's petite. She's petite.
Yeah.
She's very slim. She has long blonde hair.
Yeah.
Because I'm seeing this girl around him.
Yeah, there's a Jackie that's just a friend of his.
A good friend. But you know the girl I mentioned about the pregnancy? My feeling is to just... Part of me wants to say ignore it, really. because it just doesn't feel as if it will come to anything.
Okay.
So rest, that's saying you're not sleeping at night because you're tossing and turning, worrying about him.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand that?
Yes.
And he's an intelligent boy.
I know.
He really is.
I know. Will I be moving to Boston with him?
Yeah.
Will you be
moving to Boston? I feel where he is now, is he in uni or college?
Yes.
I feel he's going to stay in that location for a while.
Uh-huh.
So if you move to Boston, he'll come and visit. But I don't feel he's going to move in with you per se. I think he will stay where his location is, where the college is.
Right.
He likes that area. He likes being around friends. He likes, you know, the whole social thing. That's what he likes.
Right.
Who is Michael or Mike?
As far as who I know?
It's who he knows. I feel you know this Mike as well.
Yes.
Okay.
Mhm.
And your mum in spirit, yes?
Yes.
Okay. She's saying, fill your time with other things. Instead of worrying about your son. Okay? Because she'll make sure he toes the line. She'll make sure he behaves himself.
Tell her thank you.
She won't let him get away with anything.
Good.
She'll watch him like a hawk. So he's perfectly safe where he is. Okay?
Okay.
The pregnancy thing, I'll just get a feeling that it's going to disappear into the ether. So you've, all those days you spent worrying about it, it'll just disappear into the yonder.
Okay?
Your boy will achieve great things in whatever he wants to do.
Oh,
and
great.
I'm getting teacher with him. Okay? I'm also getting doctor with him.
Really?
Yes. Yep. Yep, absolutely. Mm. Okay? And you know when you're moving to Boston, have you heard of clearing your clutter?
Have I heard of what?
Clearing your clutter.
Clearing my clutter?
Yeah, have you heard of it? Do you know what it means?
Yeah.
Your mother's saying you have too many things.
Okay.
Too many books.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pass them on so that other people can enjoy them.
Okay.
But your mother says, have no worries about me. I'm kicking my heels up, she says. I'm sitting here kicking my heels up. I am so happy.
Oh, that's so great. That is so great. I miss her so much.
She's with you all the time. All the time. Oh. And it's her that makes the lights flicker in your home.
That makes what?
That makes the lights flicker.
Oh okay. They do flicker a lot.
Yes, that's her. And she's saying, I'm just letting you know, I'm watching you as well.
How nice.
It's wonderful. But don't worry about your boy because he's absolutely fine. And
okay.
Although you miss him so much, he's having so much fun, I tell you.
He's what?
He's having so much fun.
Yeah.
So rest easy tonight. Sleep well tonight because he's absolutely fine.
Okay, great.
Okay?
Great. Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. My pleasure. You take care of yourself.
Okay, thank you doctor, for calling in and remembering you can have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on today. And I say thank you very much.
Thank you.
And Jean, let's go straight back to the phone lines. I believe that we have Holly on next. Holly, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Holly. And what was the reason that you called in for this evening?
Maybe to say hi to my grandfather.
Okay. Then I'm going to build a communication here with you, Holly, okay? Now, I can't guarantee your grandfather's going to come, okay, because that's one thing I cannot guarantee. We always say as mediums that, you know, we used as channels, and it's up to the spirit world who comes through. And, you know, if your granddad comes, then, I'll be elated there for you. But let me just see who I got coming through here with me now. Okay, I know I'm aware of a gentleman that I feel he could have passed several times before he did, okay? It seems quite funny, actually. You know when we say, like, a cat has nine lives? I believe that this gentleman was very similar to that he could have passed many times before he actually did, okay? I know that he makes me aware that he complains of his breathing, and I believe that he would have complained of his breathing for quite a number of years before he passed home to the spirit world. And I know that whatever condition that is, that's not what took him home to the spirit world. He tells me there that it would have been something more serious than that before he passed. Is that right? Do you understand who I'm with?
I believe it's my grandfather.
Okay. Let me have a little bit more of him just to clarify that there for you. Okay. Now, would I be right in saying that your grandfather, if this is him, that he would have loved to be a man that would have been involved in lots of different things when he was here with us? Because I feel that this man had lots of involvement in lots of different areas, okay? I do believe that he would have been like a member of many things when he was here with us. And I certainly feel that as he comes a bit closer, that he was quite a placid man in his character-wise of when he was here, okay? Does that tie with your granddad?
It sounds like my brother.
Okay. And, okay.
Sorry.
No. Don't be sorry. Because, see, we need to get him right and we need to put him across right, don't we? It's all too easy for me to say, yes, it's your granddad and that's who I've got. I need to find out specifically off him exactly who he is. Now, I know as well as he makes this communication here with me that he makes me feel that, as I said, he could have passed many times. It's like cancer is the word I want to use, because I know it's something that goes in my stomach here and it feels as if it's burning with me at the moment. I know it's like a cancerous kind of a condition there with him of when he passed there. Okay. Does that clear up for you, or has that made you worse?
I don't know how either one of them died, because my brother died in a fire, so I don't know why.
Okay.
Like, he crashed his airplane, so we don't know if he was sick or if he just accidentally crashed.
Okay. Well, I know that this is what I want to talk to you about. There's something in my stomach, okay? And it's almost as if I'm want to say that it's like a cancerous kind of a condition here with him. Now, if I'm honest there with you, I feel it is more of an elderly kind of a gentleman. I feel as if I want to say, no. If I said to you that your granddad, when he passed, he must have been touching his late 70s, maybe going into his early 80s. Would that be right there with him?
Yes.
Okay, because I know that's who I've got here with me, okay? And I feel as if I need to say to you there that, you know, you would always wear this cap here, okay? Because I want to just tip my cap there to you enough to just greet you. And I believe that's what this man would have done when he was here with us.
Yeah.
Now, he talks to me here about being in your life. And if I said to you that you continuously try and make contact with the spirit world yourself, is that right?
Yes.
Now, if I said here to you as well, Holly, that the more that you try and make contact with him, you do sense a few things every now and again. I do believe that I want to say to you that you are trying your best to make that communication, but it's kind of not really working. It's not gelling right at the minute, is it?
Yes, you're right.
Okay, because I know I want to say to you that he is perfectly well aware of this from the spirit world. He knows exactly of what's going on there, okay? But he says to me here that first things first, we need to sort you out yourself, okay? Now, if I look into your life at the moment, if I look around your vibration, I would say that you there's something about I want to talk to you about study or about gaining more information or something or learning about something. Would you understand why I'm saying that?
Not really.
Okay. Now let me say that you whether this would be to do with spiritualism, that you're trying to gain more information on spiritualism, now you've understood it.
Oh, yes, I was thinking about going to a class tomorrow night about spiritualism.
Okay.
And talking to the other side, yes.
See, those thoughts are enclosed in the spirit world, and that's what I can work with. Okay, and it's like, I want to study, I want to gain more information, I want to gain more knowledge on this.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The more that I'm seeing, there's more information and more knowledge, that's where I want to put you, okay? So if it is that you're going to go to a class tomorrow night, you know that he already knows about this. Know that he wants to be with you, okay, and just support you, because I feel, you know, that's what you're looking for, is a bit more support in your life right now. Does that make sense to you?
100%, yes.
Okay, because I know that, you know, it's almost as if I'm feeling alone here, as if it's nobody around me. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I certainly feel here as if I need to say to you that, see, but you're not alone, are you? There are people around you, is that right?
Mm-hmm. I'm married and I have 3 kids.
Okay, but you still feel alone. And that's okay, you know, because I perfectly understand that. I really do, okay? Because it's like, it's not as it used to be, is it?
No.
Okay.
He travels for work a lot, so I don't see him at all.
Okay, so it must be a very difficult day for you yourself. And if I say to you that there has been talks about changing that, hasn't there? So whether there's been talks about him changing his job or about you traveling with him, but there's been talks of changing. That's okay, because I know I'm being told about talks about changing, and you know, really, it's kind of not feasible, is it? Or it's not feasible at the moment. Is that right?
Nope. Yeah, okay. He has to travel and we have to stay home.
Okay. See, and I believe that you've exhausted every avenue around you, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay. See, and I know that, see, your sleep pattern's not right at the moment, is it? That you're not even sleeping properly, are you?
No.
Okay. And would I be right in saying that you keep waking up 3 times a night?
Yes.
Okay, see, and again, it's just his way of your granddad's way of proving to you that he's around your vibration. I'm not seeing any spying on your mind, okay? Please don't get me wrong.
No,
he's been in your life. He's been around your vibration. So I know the first thing that you said to me that you would like to say hi to your granddad. Know that he is doing that back to you at the moment, because he's making this connection here, and he is saying here to me that he's been there for a long time. Now, if I said to you that there's certain things that you want doing in your home, would that make sense to you?
A certain thing, what in my home? I didn't hear the word.
But there's certain things that you need doing around your home. There's some kind of work that you want doing, isn't there?
Yes.
Because I fix things. I don't know whether I would use like, let me get it right then. Is it like a lock that you want to see into? Is it something needs adjusting or something?
I didn't understand again. I'm sorry.
I said that is this some kind of lock or some kind of something that you need to adjust?
Oh, lock?
Yeah.
Maybe on the storage?
Okay. And it just, I don't know, it's like you've got to fiddle with it a bit to open it or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. See, again, it's just your granddad's way of saying to you, look, he's around you, okay? He sees all what's going on, all right? And I know that, you know, the closer he links around your... See, he says to me here that you feel him sometimes. So would I be right in saying that you feel like a warmth that goes down your shoulder, down through your body sometimes, is that right? Yes, because he says to me, tell her that's what I'm with her. Okay, so know when this happens, know that your granddad is quite close on your vibration and he just like wants to put his hand by you. Because I do believe that he would have done that kind of thing of when he was your, you know, he thought nothing of putting his arms around you. You know, it wasn't,
he's a sweet man. He was a wonderful grandpa.
Because I know I want to say to you, you know, it's not unmanly if I put my arms around you. It's not, you know, he had no worries about expressing his love there to you. Does that make sense there to you?
Yes.
Okay, because I know that's where I
feel him touch my head and my shoulder.
There we are, perfect, because that's what we just said, that he touches around your shoulder and it goes down your body. See, so just know that your granddad is so close to you at the moment, trying to bring so much love and upliftment to the vibration. And, you know, he just brings a dog here with him, so I know that he would have enjoyed animals when he was your he used to have a dog, because I can see, now don't ask me to name the dog, because if it's not a boxer dog or a Doberman, I just don't know what they are. But I know that he's got this black, scruffy-looking dog that's there with him. And excuse the expression, because I just don't know what it is. But he's, you know, I would certainly say he's about the size of my dog, a boxer dog. So I know that, you know, he would be about that size. So, but I know he's a scruffy, black dog that he's got coming in there with him, okay? And you'd understand of that, yeah?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, because I know that you just... Why do I want to say that you midge? What does the word midge mean to you?
Midge?
Yeah.
Maggie?
Say that again. What was it?
There's an Aunt Maggie, I think.
Okay. Okay, no. Let's not make things fit, because that would be wrong. Midge.
I'm not sure. I'll have to think about it.
Okay. I believe that that could have been, like, the name of this dog.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you got it now?
Yeah, I'll have to check with my mom. But yeah.
Okay, please do. So check with your mom, because I know midge, that's what I keep hearing. Okay, and I know that that's important. I know it's to do with a dog there. Okay, but I know that he doesn't want me to leave you. He wants me to stay with you. And if he had his way, he would, like, take over the rest of the show. because I know he would have been when he was here with us. Okay. But let me just say to you that he just allows a lady to come here with him. And I know, bless this lady, that she seems to be like... you would understand of a lady there for me in the spirit world that would have passed with like a brain tumor or something, because I know that whatever this is, that's affecting my head, and it's like as if I'm not functioning properly. I believe that my balance was all over the place before I passed, because I know that I'm all out of sorts here, and I believe that this lady needed... support. She needed the, you know, if she ever needed to go anywhere, that she needed to either be taken, or she would have needed like to be in a chair or something there, because I certainly feel that my mind's not functioning properly here. Do you understand of her?
I don't know if that's my grandma on my father's side, Grandma Hannah.
Okay. And if I said to you that if this is your grandmother, then that she would have been quite rounded in her features there, wouldn't she?
Yeah.
Okay. And she carries a bit of weight with her before she passes, eh? Because I know as I'm looking at her, she carries a little bit of weight.
I think so. I never got to meet her.
Okay. But you know about
pictures. Her? Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. And it fits the description within the pictures. That's fine. Know that this lady, your grandmother, is here with me, okay? And she just wants to, you know, just be around you. And I believe that... How her life was difficult because her mind wasn't the same before she passed. I believe that was so difficult for her, because it's like as if I'm not recognizing people. And I believe that that's what she wants to bring through at the moment, because it was hard for her. She recognizes how hard it is there for you being or feeling alone right now,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I know that you said to me about 3 children in the beginning,
mm-hmm,
but, you know,
mm-hmm.
I don't feel quite content with her. Are those 3 children yours?
No. They're my stepchildren.
See, because I know... There we are, perfect. Because I know that she says to me, well, I know about the children, okay? So if they're stepchildren, then that's perfect, okay? I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. Most definitely not, okay? But she recognizes that, and she makes me aware of that. So that, again, it's her way of proving to you that she's in your vibration here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, she keeps wanting me to, like, blow you a kiss. No, I know that you couldn't see me doing that.
Oh, I'm doing that to her. I'm doing that to her right now while we're talking on the phone. I'm doing
perfect.
That.
Okay, perfect.
I'm blowing kisses and waving while we're talking.
There we are. Perfect. Okay. Then that's why she just wants me to blow you a kiss. If you're doing that to her right now, then we can't ask for any better evidence than that, can we?
Okay.
Know that she's there with you, Holly, okay, and the gentleman is there with you.
Okay.
I know that they will do their best from the other side of life to support you and guide you. And I say thank you very much for calling in here to MikeSpirit.fm.
Thank you.
And remember, if you come over to MikeSpirit.fm, you'll be able to have a copy of that in my archives a little bit later on today.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Holly. Thank you for calling. Bye now. Bye. Okay, and I do believe that we have Mary online next. Mary, are you there with us?
Yes, I sure am. Hi.
Hi, Mary. I'm going to pass you over to my wonderful guest here, Jean. Jean, are you okay there?
Yes, I'm okay, Mike. Hi, okay. Mary.
Hello, Jean. How are you, hon?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well.
What can I do for you?
Jean, my guides are trying to come through. I've heard them on several occasions when I was much younger. The voice is very clear. It's very distinct. It was absolutely positively from spirit. There wasn't anything else to it. I mean, it was from the light. Now they're trying to come back. Now I know that they haven't really left, but this is going to be full time here, and I guess they spoke to me when they needed to when I was younger, but now they're on their way. And who are they? Is it a family member? Is it who are they?
Okay. When you were before I answer your question, when you were speaking about listening to your guides and how they're coming to you, my guide was talking in my ear for you and saying, why aren't you believing what they're telling you?
They haven't spoke clearly in some time, but I can tell that they're going to come through.
Yeah, they're conversing in thought at the moment. Do you find thoughts popping into your head on a daily basis?
All the time. All the time.
That's how they're conversing with you.
Okay. Because what I had heard in the past, Jean, was a very clear voice. And it issued a warning that I listened to. And one saved my life. The other was the right guidance that I needed to hear.
Yes.
But it doesn't sound like that now. It's different, and I'm trying to be open.
It's different because you're in a different place now.
Okay.
You're further along the path than you were, so it will be different. It's how we change as people, so the communication changes. And my guides are saying that it will come through feelings, so you'll get feelings about it from your intuition chakra.
Yeah.
You'll get thoughts. And
can
you understand what I'm being shown about, as if you almost stepped out into the road, and then as if you step back suddenly and you were saved from being hit by a car? It's almost
my son was.
Step out in the road and step. Okay.
Son was. And in fact, that was the one voice. This was after my son was born, and he was very little. And of course, being a little guy, he rode his little tricycle out in front of a car, and I didn't see him. And the voice said, go get him, and I got him. And of course, it saved his life.
Fantastic.
This was, oh gosh, he's 7 and a half now. He was just barely 2.
Okay.
So they've been there. They've been there from the very beginning.
Yes.
But who are they? Is it a family member? Can you pick something up about a...
Okay. My belief, and this is just a personal belief, is spirit guides, real spirit guides, are not family members. They are eons old. They are thousands of years old. They have gained so much knowledge over the lifetimes they have lived to help us in this lifetime. What does happen is loved ones can pass the spirit and they can be helpers, almost like a guide, but more in a physical way. And I'm getting granddad. Do you understand that?
A
grandfather in spirit.
I have three grandfathers in spirit.
This is the one that
I know
was good
of.
With wood.
I'm sorry?
This was the one that was good with wood, building things with wood.
I'll look. I have a feeling I know who it is. There's one female that's been coming to my mind.
Okay. He's connected to the female.
But the grandfather, I'll look into.
Okay. He's showing me nailing, almost building houses made out of wood many years ago.
Okay.
And he's showing me a hammer and nails and planks of wood.
Okay.
And it's him, because he brings a sensible air to your messages. So he brings a logical air to your messages. You know, a down-to-earth kind of way. But the grandma, I get a feeling, I get an image of quite a short lady here. 5'3", that kind of feeling.
Okay, yes.
Do you know who that is? And all
yes.
she's doing, she's showing me cleaning, constantly cleaning.
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah, I know who that is. That's definitely my father's mother.
Okay. I feel these two people in spirit are helping you sort out your pathway, you know, clear the way for your pathway in your future. And the feeling is, I feel you need to read some books about how to connect to your guides, not about spirit guides or angels, just how to connect to your guides. More meditation is needed.
Okay.
But you have a spirit guide with you always, from day one.
Okay.
And my feeling and what I'm being shown is it's the Chinese man.
Okay.
But the grandfather and grandmother, they bring a down-to-earth way of helping you, giving you signs. They're talking about a direction that it's almost so close you can touch it.
Okay.
This is a new direction, and it's involving books, and it's involving standing at the front of an audience and talking to people.
Oh, my.
And they're talking about how you already have these gifts. You already have all this knowledge. You already have it.
Okay.
And it's only your sort of perhaps a lack of belief or lack of self-confidence that is stopping you from telling the world about this gift.
Okay. Well, I've had a lot happen since the birth of my son. I'm sorry?
Sometimes the birth of a child is a catalyst. For new things like this to happen.
Yeah.
I've got to give you the name Margaret or Marguerite.
Okay, that is an aunt.
Okay. And Betty, Elizabeth, it's a name that's a derivation of Elizabeth. It's Beth or Betty or Elizabeth. I want to say Beth more than anything.
I'm going to have to look, but Margaret is an aunt.
Okay, but that give me better.
I'll have to check as far as the name Elizabeth.
Okay.
But yes, I had an Aunt Margaret. That she's been in spirit many years.
Okay, your grandma is telling me that it's almost as if you've either watched someone. Do this kind of thing, you know, audience style, be in front of an audience, and thought, I wonder one day if that would be me. I wonder if I can do that. Can you understand that, having that feeling?
Yeah, well, I sure have.
Your grandma says, you've had the thought because that's what you will do.
Okay.
It is there
for
you.
Well, she had the gift. From what I've heard, I mean, I came along so late in my family that I didn't physically know these people for very long. But this grandmother, I remember her face, I remember her eyes, I remember her smile, and I remember what came out of her eyes. And she could do this. She could do these things. And I wish I was a little bit older. I would have known. I would have been able to
she
learn from her.
She works with you. She works with you. Have no doubt. But she's saying, she's given you this gift, and you need to use it. You need to spread the word. You need to tell. You need to have small groups, just half a dozen people, just sitting there in a group, and almost as if you don't know what you're going to say. You just start talking, and it'll just come out. And it doesn't come from you anyway. It comes from the spirit. And you will just inform these people, and they will be, shocked and surprised and in awe of what you have to say. And at the end of it, you'll think to yourself, where's all that come from?
Yeah.
But that this audience thing is definitely for you. And she's helping you on that path.
Okay.
But it's more meditation. More meditation. Ask your guides, grandma and grandfather, to draw close, to make the messages clearer for you. Ask them, say, make them clearer. I don't quite understand what you're trying to tell me.
Okay.
They're also telling me about you going around a new corner. Would you understand a move of a location?
I've been told that we're going to have to move. And I knew it was coming up, but there's too much background to this, for our phone call, of course.
Yeah.
Because there's been some dire circumstances that have taken place. And we have been told that we're going to have to move because some people know where we're located. And we're going to have to move. So
I'm going to draw it too close, but I just want to say there's issues around you. It's almost as if I'm seeing a short distance from where you live to a bend, a turning on the left. And there's issues around the left-hand corner, left-hand bend of another road. Do you understand that?
I'll pay attention to it. I'm going to make a note. I'm sure something will come up.
It will become clear, they're saying, and it's almost as if you will know what this bend in the road is. It's the residential area, definitely.
Yeah. It's another location, but it's where some people. Where people that know that where we live now, where we won't be found.
I understand. Where you are moving to is a peaceful place.
Okay.
A peaceful place. There's lots of noises going off in my head.
That's my son in the background.
No, not
it's
that.
Very hard
not
that to,
kind of,
yeah.
No, not that kind of noise. I'm hearing shots.
Okay.
So where you're moving to is a very peaceful place.
Okay.
It's very calm. It's very serene. And it's where you can breathe a sigh of relief.
Okay.
But now that you have your spirit guide with you, you have grandfather with you, and you have grandmother especially, is giving you this push in the back to push you forward and to stop doubting what you feel, what you see. And you, with her behind you, you cannot fail.
Okay.
That's what she's saying. You cannot fail. She will not allow it.
Okay. Thank you
good
so much.
Good news. My pleasure.
Jean, thank you. Thank you for letting me speak. I appreciate you taking my call.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, David, Mary, for calling. Remember, if you go into mikespirit.fm, you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on. And I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. Okay, I know that we have to go to a short commercial break here, Jean, in just a few seconds. But if you want to call in, please do so. The numbers you need to call in on, it's 760-283-4611. And if you're calling outside of the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. And we'll be right back just after this.
Ahoy, me Harrys! The Captain Quincy would like to invite you aboard the good ship, the Sea of Light. Every Thursday, 8:30 p.m. UK time, that'd be 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also 12:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, on MikeSpirit.fm, for a voyage that could change your life. There'll be music and dancing, and a barrel full of laughs.
Okay, and let's go straight back to the phone lines there, Jean. And I do believe that we have Patricia online next. There's Patricia, are you there with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, and welcome to MikeSpirit.fm.
Hi.
And what was the reason that you called you, Patricia?
I'll just take whatever you can give me.
Okay. Well, my forte is the world. Okay, and I will certainly make my link here and do that there for you. Is that okay?
Okay, no.
Okay, Patricia, now I'm becoming aware of a younger gentleman that's in the spirit world that would have passed from this life very quickly. I know that I want to say that I would have been involved in some kind of accident because I know that my spirit left my body that quick. Okay, I feel as if it was like thrown out of my body, almost as if I was hit by something moving like a car or a bus or a van or something, because I know that my body's my spirit's been thrown out of my body that quickly there, okay? Now, I don't think that he links in your family, because I know it's a young gentleman. I know that he doesn't link in your family. I feel as if he's just outside your family there. Do you understand of a young gentleman like this, Stephanie, please?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay, let me go on with him a little bit here, because I know that he links around your vibration. And I do believe I want to say that you, as he's with you, I want to say he's maybe around the age of like 19, 20, because I know that's the way I feel that's where he is, 19 or 20, just as he passed on to the spirit world. Now, I do believe, now, would I be right in saying that you live, where you live right now, it's like, as if you got like blocks of houses there, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Because I want to say just a few blocks down, that's where this young boy would connect it to you, okay? So now I want to go a few blocks down from where you're living right now, and that's where you will find him, okay? So please have a little think. I'm sure that you'll place him. He tells me that he goes back a little while.
There's a cross. There was a boy hit on a motorcycle about a block and a half away.
Okay, that's perfect, okay? Because I know that, as I said, that it's almost if I'm... something moving, like a car, bus, van, it doesn't matter what it is, but I know it's something moving, okay? Now, I know that he makes his communication here with us at the moment, and please, as he makes his link around your life, I certainly feel as if I want to say that to you that, you know, he's been watching all that goes on in and around your vibration there. Now, for some reason, I certainly feel as if I need to say to you that the closer that he comes into your life, you know, I feel as if I want to be sad here at the minute. So you'd understand that there's a bit of sadness in your life right now. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And where I feel that sadness, I feel as if it's like it's been an ongoing thing for quite some time there, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. And I know that as it's like an ongoing thing, I feel as if I need to say to you that it's almost as if an excuse expression, but it's an expression that I use a bit. You can't see the woods for the trees. So in other words, it's you can't see the way forward out of this, can you?
No.
Okay. And it's proving very difficult there for yourself to kind of go on with things in your life the way it is, because I know it's proven to be very, very difficult right now, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. And see, this young lad wants to come around your life and just say to you, you know, it doesn't have to be this way. And if I said to you there that you can be your own worst enemy sometimes, can't you?
I can be what?
You can be your own worst enemy sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm very critical of myself.
Okay. I was just about to say that. So please don't tell me anything, because he says to me about being very critical. You need everything to be perfect, and sometimes it's just not that way. And I know that you, what's the right word? You kind of, not so much complain, but you feel depleted sometimes about it. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know that he makes me aware to say to you that, as I said, it doesn't have to be this way, okay, because I know that there is so many things that's going right in your life at the moment. It's almost as if things are finally coming together now. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
You can now kind of take a step back and let things take its course, if that's the right word. Yes, it is, yeah. You can now take a step back and take and let things take the right course. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. See, now he makes me aware to say to you that do you know, I feel exhausted. And I know that's not like me, but that's you right now, isn't it? That you feel so exhausted and depleted is the word I'm looking for. Does that make sense there to you?
Yes.
Now, why would I say that to you about, why do I want to say about watching the time? There's something to do about the time, almost as if you're watching the time at the moment, or you're clock watching, or you're waiting for something to happen. Is that right?
I do have a tendency to keep an eye on the clock, yeah. I don't know what I'm waiting on. I just watch the clock. And most of the time, you know, when that happens, it comes up with my birthday.
There we are. That's fine. Okay. Okay. Well, I just want to say that you were watching the time, okay? Clock watching is almost as if I'm waiting. So if that's what you do when it's like a birthday, then there's obviously some kind of cause for celebration right now in your life. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. See, because I know that they have this unique way of giving us things that we would understand. And it's like, you know, if that's what you do, then that's what it means, okay? That it's a birthday or there's an anniversary, there's a celebration that's coming up, okay? Now, I know I want to say that to you that why would I talk to you about is if you're being careful? I don't know, but where's the... like, is it a step in your home or outside of your home of where it's, like, uneven?
Yeah.
Okay, because I know I know I want to see to you about the step that's uneven. And, you know, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong, far from the word. I'm not warning you of anything, but he just draws my awareness to this step, okay? And I know that I want to say that to you of where this step is. It's like if you kind of take your time, didn't you? You kind of hold on to something. So there must be like a railing or a bar or something by the side that you can like steady yourself on.
Yes, I do.
Okay. See, because he talks about steadying yourself and holding yourself there. And I know that I want to say that to you that the more that he makes me aware of that and he says to me there that, you know, it's about time that we got it done, isn't it? Got it fixed because it's been like that for a long time now, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Because I know that's what I want to talk to you about. It's been like this for a long time. And now I know I want to say this as well, that the more that he kind of connects closer here to me, you know, if I say to you that you kind of know the family, okay, is that right? You kind of know the family?
Where I'm living?
Yes. You know his family?
Yes, it's my daughter. I live with my daughter.
Okay. Because he talks to me about the family then, and he wants me to... No, I think we've got our wires crossed there. No, you know his family, is that right?
Oh, no, I don't. I just actually just across... We just actually moved into this place.
Ah, right. Okay. Well, if it is that you've just moved in there, okay, he talks to me about his family, okay? If there is a way that you can let his family know that he's okay in the spirit world, then please can you do that? Okay,
I would if I could, but that's kind of, you know, like walking up to somebody's door and saying, hey, I'm a medium. And the boy wants me to let you know. You know what I'm saying?
I understand, because I had the same thing a long time ago, okay? And I know whenever the spirit will tell us about, can you let the family know, you know, an opportunity will be created there for you. And when this happens, and, you know, obviously make sure it's in the right way, but can you let his family know that he's okay?
Yes.
An opportunity will be created there for you, okay? Okay. So please do that, you know, because, you know, he's taking the time to be with us here today, isn't he? Okay, and he certainly knows all about what goes on in your vibration there. But, you know, he just steps aside now, okay? And as he steps aside, he says to me there that that there's lots of other people in this spirit world that you will recognize that's around you. And would it be right in saying I'm aware of, like, mum? So is your mum in the spirit world?
Yes.
Okay. And your mum was a lady that I know I'm hearing machines that beeps in the background there with your mum, so I know that she would have passed in the hospital. Is that right?
No, actually, she didn't.
Okay. But I know I've got a lady that feels so much like mum to me that passed in the hospital. Okay. Let me have a little bit more for me to clarify who she is. I know that she went in the hospital, she came home, and she went back in, and then she passed, okay? And I believe that it was for the same condition, so it wasn't like months in between. I believe it was more closer, like that she would have came home, and within a few days, maybe a week or so, I went back in with the same problem, but then she passed.
I believe that would be my grandmother.
Okay. And that would be on your mom's side, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, my mistake, because she feels so much like mum to me. So your grandmother on your mum's side must have been very close there to you, because I know that's the way that she comes through, is if I want to be very close to you right now, okay? Now, if I said to you that she was a kind of lady that seems to be sympathetic, but, and I'm saying but, because she makes me feel reluctant here. See, I want to say sympathetic, but she was a bit, she could have been very harsh sometimes as well. Because I believe I want to be harsh at the minute. Does this make sense to you?
Yes. I don't remember her, but yes. When I look at pictures of her, yes, I feel that she was a really harsh woman.
Okay, that's okay, Patricia. That's fine. So long as you understand exactly what I've got with me, okay? Because I do like to place my links, because it's the way I've been working for the last 19 years. I like to place each and every contact, if I can. You know, I can't place everyone, but I'd like to place as many as I can. I know that she comes close to you, almost as if I want to say to you that I'm in your life, I'm in your vibration, and I just want to let you know that she's very close there with you. Now, she says to me, you keep sending thoughts out to them, so obviously you try and link to the spirit world yourself, is that right?
Yes, I do.
And if I say to you that where you are trying to make that communication right now, see, I don't even know if you can, you know, if you are a medium or if you're not, it makes no difference and it's none of my business. But she says to me that the more that you try and make that communication, the easier it seems to be getting there for you. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Because I know, see, all the way through my development and even now as I'm still developing, because, you know, I believe that we never stop developing. But I know through your development, if you have developed or if you haven't, doesn't matter. But through your development here, I want to say that we keep driving onwards, we keep pushing forward. And I believe I want to say that the more that you push yourself forward, it's for the better, okay? Because you can be, like your grandmother, very harsh. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
And you try to push yourself forward because you don't want to be... that you want to be better... Or not so much, but you want to be able to be as good as you can. That's the right word, as good as you can. Does that make sense, Patricia? Yes.
Yes.
Okay, because that's what I want to talk to you about being the best you can for yourself right now, okay? And she just makes me aware that she's around your life, she's there in your life, and she wants me to keep proving that she's around your vibration. Don't give up hope, okay? Now, what's wrong with your leg then? Are you having trouble with your leg at the minute then?
Yes, I am.
Okay. See, because she sees and she makes her way of my leg. And it must be from, like, around your knee, because I want to go around my knee, so I know it's around yours, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. See, and again, it's just her way of proving to you that she is around your vibration there, okay? And I know that the closer that she comes into your life, she just wants you to keep proving that you of her existence, okay? Patricia, I know I've got to end it there, okay? But I say thank you very much for calling here on MikeSpirit.fm. If you come on over to MikeSpirit.fm, you'll be able to have a copy of that in my archives a little bit later on there. I say thank you very much for calling in here.
Okay. Thank you
so
much.
Bye. Okay there, Jean. I know that it's a very busy show, isn't it?
It's very.
Well, there's no rest yet because we've got more online, and your next one I can't even pronounce it. I know I'm going to get myself in trouble here. Is it Caramel?
No, it's Camille.
Sorry, I do apologize, Camille.
Okay.
You know, sometimes that these words, they kind of get jungled up sometimes. But never mind. Camille, here's Jean Camille.
Hi, Camille. Thank you.
Hi.
Hi there.
How can I help you today?
Well, I'm open to whatever comes up.
Okay. I've been drawn to a male to your side, and this is more on a sun link than it is on a male your level. Would you understand that? Living, I feel. A connection to a
living
sun.
Man. Oh, I don't have any sun, but okay.
I'm being shown a young male, let's say, 18 to 19 years of age. His hair is very short. He's a very studious boy. He's really quite slim. Do you understand where this male fits?
Maybe. Keep going.
Okay. And I'm getting the name Marcus, or a name that sounds like that.
Marcus. Huh. I mean, I knew a Marcus quite some time ago, but he looked nothing like that.
Okay. Take the description more than the name. Okay?
Okay.
But I'm being shown this male to your side. So this is usually a relationship, a son, some kind of connection. Okay?
Yeah, I don't know.
And they're talking about sister. Would you have a sister?
Yes.
Well, I'm being told two sisters.
No, there would have just been one.
Okay. Would this boy be connected to the sister?
No.
Okay. If the name doesn't fit, Marcus, my guys won't take the initial back, so it's the initial M.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Okay. And would you understand what they're saying about you? You're feeling really confused at the moment.
Not particularly.
Okay. They're talking about you not seeing a way forward.
Okay, sometimes, yes.
Okay. And I'm talking about Mike. They're talking about making changes at home.
Okay.
New blinds, new curtains. Do you keep changing your mind about colors?
No, but in my room right now, that's the only set of blinds in my room that I can no longer raise the blinds. Needs repair or replacement.
Okay. I feel that he's a gentleman in spirit connecting to you now, a slim man, very slim, quite tall, and I feel he would wear a trilby hat, that style of hat. And he's taking his hat off to you in reverence, and almost as if out of respect for you.
Okay.
I feel this man is showing me a Bible, so I feel his religion was very important to him. His faith was really important to him, he's telling me. And I've got a man here standing on he would have worked in a church as a preacher. He would have stood on the rostrum speaking to an audience. Would you know where this is? And they're saying on mom's side.
On whose side?
On mother's side.
Huh.
On mother's side family.
Yeah, I can't think of a. Oh well, okay, yes. Well, years ago, before I was born, my mother had been, as a teenage girl, involved romantically with a preacher who was not too much older than her.
Okay.
Right.
I'm getting mom in spirit. Does your mom pass the spirit?
Yes.
Can you understand what the feeling I'm getting is about unfinished business? It's almost as if not able to say goodbye, or it feels as if there's unsaid words you want to say and you couldn't.
Yeah.
And she says she knows what's in your heart.
Okay.
That's all that matters.
Right.
There is a photograph of her in your home. that she really likes.
Okay.
And this is this. She's showing me the frame this photograph is in, and it looks a beautiful ornate photo frame. Would you understand that? It looks
ornate.
Silver colored to me.
Oh yes.
Okay. And she's saying pride of place, pride of place. So it must be somewhere where you can really see her.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Well, it's something small in my room, you know.
She says you see her every time you walk in the room.
Okay. Well, she's on it's a small photograph of the two of us. I'm a very small child. And
okay.
It's just in my room.
She's saying the side of your bed, the side of your bed.
Yes.
Okay. And what do you want to say about your thoughts, your sleep being disturbed recently? And I'm hearing a dog barking.
No, I don't have any dog, but...
No. Would you understand dog in spirit?
No, I never had a pet dog.
This is more on mom's side, I feel.
Right. I know her mother, my grandmother, had a dog for a very, very short time, but because my...
Okay.
Yeah, because we were all living together, my grandmother, mother, father, and I. My father didn't want the dog around me, so he made my grandmother give the dog away.
Okay. Well, the dog is back with your mother now.
Okay. That's fine. That's cool.
And would you understand what they're saying about your mom would take people under her wing?
Hmm.
You know, if she was concerned about a child in the neighborhood or there's a feeling of nurturing with her.
Oh, it's possible.
That she
yes.
would nurture people. Okay.
Yes.
And I'm hearing a lady sing in my ear. And was it your mum that's got this most wonderful voice?
I don't know.
Oh. I'm just hearing the most wonderful voice.
Okay.
I'm being drawn to a male to your sort of generation, more like a husband or a partner. I'm being drawn over to his side of the family.
Okay.
And they're saying two brothers. Would you understand that with him?
If it's who I'm thinking of, possibly, yes.
Okay. And I feel that they're showing me that I feel there was more than two brothers, but they're talking about two that was really close in age. And
okay.
It's almost like that, like twins, because they're close in age.
Okay.
Right.
Gina, I'm sorry to cut in there, but I know that we're coming to the end of the show, so we need to end this call.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you.
I hope it brings some comfort hearing from Mom.
Right, yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll say thank you very much for calling. Remember, you know, you can have a copy of that in my archives about, a little bit later on today. I'll say thank you very much for calling. Okay, Jean, we're almost there. We're almost at the end of the show, and we can now breathe a sigh of relief. And, you know, I will apologize to all those people that were online, and there was lots more in queue. But remembering, I do a show on Thursday, which is 6:30 UK time, which is, I'm lost now, 6:30 UK time, 1:30 Eastern Standard Time, and 10:30 Pacific Standard Time. So if you wasn't lucky enough to come through and get a reading today, maybe you'd like to join us on Thursday on the Mike Davis, which is the Spiritual Connection show. So I look forward to all of you joining me there. But I do apologize. We are virtually out of time. Jean, I want to say that you're a big massive thank you for coming on to the show today.
My pleasure.
Thank you very much. And once again, it's Twitter, isn't it? Medium Jean.
Twitter, Medium Jean. And Facebook is Medium Jean Foster.
Okay. And your website is www.jeanfoster.com. And, you know, if you want to come and see myself, Jean, Wendy Binks, Dave Williams, and Elizabeth Lee Crowther, doing a demonstration on the 14th, which is this Friday, at the Station Hotel in Dudley, then you can do that, and you can obtain your tickets if you go to Elizabeth Lee Crowther on Facebook. If you just add her as a friend, you'll be able to obtain all the information how you can get tickets to that venue. Once again, Jean, I thank you deeply, and really I'm looking forward to meeting with you in person on Friday.
Me too. Should be a good night.
Well, I hope so, and you know, I'm looking forward to the party afterwards, if I'm honest with you.
Me too.
You know, you have to let our hair down sometimes, don't we?
Oh, yes, definitely.
And, you know, I know it's going to be a wonderful evening, you know, a nice charity night that we are doing, and that's what it's all about, isn't it? You know, charity.
Absolutely.
You know, I know that I'm continuously working for charities. There's only Friday, this Friday gone, that I've done a charity evening up by where I live, and raised near enough £1,000 for the children's. So, Jean, I'd like to say thank you very much. You've been a wonderful guest. And the one question is on my mind, and I'm sure it's on a lot of our listeners' minds, would you come back?
Absolutely.
Well, thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, Jean Foster, I say good night, good day, wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.